This is JRS News coming up. Jamaica's economy showing improvement under ERP. Transport centers to be upgraded island-wide and National Youth Service to roll out Entrepreneurship 101. Details after the break.
Do you have a complaint about a government agency office or representative? Come on out as Acting Public Defender Matondo Makulu and his team embark on an outreach exercise to hear your complaints and seek resolutions. Clarendon, May 29 at the St. Gabriel's Anglican Church Hall, Maypen. St. Elizabeth, June 17 at the St. Matthew's Anglican Church, Santa Cruz. And Manchester, July 8 at the St. Mark's Anglican Church Hall, Mandeville. Start time for all sessions is 10 a.m. The Office of the Public Defender, here to protect and enforce your rights as we strive to give a voice to the voiceless.
Bag up your garbage and let us collect. Littering attracts ticketing. Business operators, ensure you're properly disposing of your solid waste. You must use the services of a registered waste hauler. Call the NSWMA at 448-3220 or 1-888-252652 for more information.
Now the news. Governor of the Bank of Jamaica, Brian Winter, says the economy is improving under the government's economic reform program. He says though the country has had to face steep adjustments, the government is laying a firm foundation for sustainable growth.
Crisis risks have receded, growth has picked up, net exports are stronger, inflation has been brought under control, and reserves are starting to recover. I think those words sum up where we are.
The BOJ governor was speaking at the bank's quarterly press briefing Tuesday. He says with a recent favorable review by the International Monetary Fund mission team for January to March quarter, the IMF Executive Board is expected to consider the program for approval in June. Once approved, Jamaica will receive its fifth drawdown amounting to approximately $71 million, which Mr. Winter says will support the continuation of structural reforms. The Transport Authority, the TA, will be collaborating with local authorities to improve transportation centers across the island. The initiative to begin Labor Day May 23 will be ongoing and will initially target the Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, the KSEC, the Municipality of Portmore and the Manchester Center and St. James Parish Councils. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Maurice Guy, says the program signals the government's commitment to improving transport centers for the benefit of commuters and operators.
As we today embark on a program of accelerated economic development in this country, an efficient transportation system is most essential. Order and predictability are critical if we are to engender increased productivity, and we must move away from the relative disorder that has dogged the sector for some time.
Dr. Guy was speaking at the launch of the Transportation Center Modernization Program in Kingston Tuesday. A Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, has been signed between the Transport Authority and representatives of the councils to carry out the project. Rise Life Management Services is ahead of the game in promoting responsible gaming services through its prevention campaign targeting youth. Project coordinator and counselor at Rise, Richard Henry, says the program has the full support of the Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission. Mr. Henry says the focus is on preventing, treating, training and carrying out research on gambling and addictive disorders.
We do programs in schools. We target young people between the ages of 10 to 14, and we try to go into 4 schools per quarter in the corporate area. We also do prevention through our annual poster competition, and it is the Adolescent Youth Gambling Prevention Poster Competition. We're now in our 7th year, and it's island-wide.
Guidance counselors and peer educators across the island have also been trained by Rise Life Management and equipped to implement an 8-week lesson plan in schools on the dangers of underage gambling. And the National Youth Service, the NYS, is to roll out a series of sensitization sessions dubbed Entrepreneurship 101 in all parishes. Youth and Culture Minister Lisa Hanna says the initiative will target 1,500 persons and will be used to gauge the level of interest in entrepreneurship for the future rollout of programs in select parishes.
We've made a deliberate decision to reserve 10% of those spaces in the program for youth with physical and development challenges. We will spend $35 million on this activity.
Minister Hanna was making her contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives Tuesday. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.